Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, Joe Buck can eat a big bag of dick.
Good edit, Puss. Nick's in the house. Dr. Ed Dominguez. No, that one doesn't work, Nick. Oh, no, which one works?
That side.
The one on your right.
Yeah. There you go. Use that one.
That one's busted, yeah.
All right.
We have no guests coming anyway. Cancel our guests.
Sure. Done.
So many people want to get in the studio in the Petri dish that is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Dr. Ed's going to phone the program. He's in Dallas, of course. Texas opened up pretty much everything, I believe, today.
Racing. Rodeos.
Yeah, just smart, yeah.
Gillies is open.
We can
ride the bull.
Let's not hammer Gillies. And Craig's in the house. And we had some Deadpool hits. Non-coronavirus Deadpool hits.
That's right. Jill, a British actress. Not sure how to say her last name.
Just Jill.
83 years old. Passed away. Some of the players that had her, some of the 29 players that had her, include but are not limited to a hookah smoking caterpillar. I'm secretly gay. Gets a hit.
It's not secret.
Yeah, not very well kept. And
nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Nor gay.
No.
Nor I'm.
No.
Nor secretly.
No, none of that stuff.
Of these things.
No.
Yeah.
No.
None of that stuff should be a secret anymore.
No.
James Doohan's finger gets a hit.
Except you're keeping it from your wife.
No one here is going to
judge
her.
Yeah, she might be mad.
She might be mad. Nick knows.
Jody,
my mom was pissed.
Your mom was pissed.
She's not going to be mad.
Your mom was pissed.
Did your mom suspect it all along?
I don't know.
Have you talked to your mom about that?
No, nobody really did. I don't know how that didn't happen, though.
Well, you're also 13, right?
So yeah.
That's the age where you kind of know what parents are arguing about, but you kind of don't and don't want to be. I mean, it's a weird. That's a weird age.
She saw the jean jacket, too.
Yeah.
It was her closet.
Straight guys wear jean jackets. I'm tired of that joke, Nick.
Yeah, on their way to community theater.
I want to know this. Now, this is obviously stereotyping, but your dad's regular on the show, and his voice has a lilt to it sometimes. Did he talk that way his whole life?
No.
Okay, so he just
that kinda, came out more. That came as out he late. Came out, that
got it,
that
got
came
it.
Out.
All right. So, because I would think that'd be like, you know.
Yeah, but that, at that age, they probably.
Not that there aren't feminine guys.
They didn't feel you needed to know that information.
Well, because there was a great skit from the 80s. People probably remember this. Maybe the early 90s. Like the early 90s. It was Lyle, the effeminate heterosexual. And it was.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey's character. And he walked in to his family, and he just had this big. Hi, and everybody in the family, and I mean, his kids and his wife said, "Aren't you gay?"
Right.
And that was the whole bit. It was a running skit.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest skits I've ever heard
on that
show.
All the gay
now, I think that mannerisms. I think that skit nowadays would get ripped because it was 91,
right.
Not 2010. Right.
Yeah, totally would.
It's perpetuating stereotypes.
It was, but everybody kept saying, "You're gay," and he wasn't gay.
Yeah.
He just had a voice like that.
Because he would say heterosexual stuff and the response. Dad, aren't you gay?
Yeah, he would say, oh, she's got a great ass. I'd rip that up. I remember that. It was a great skit. Yeah. So that's why I brought that up.
I always liked Head Wound Harry.
Oh, I love that bit.
The dude laying down on the couch with a giant head wound.
And the dog shoot.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Head Wound Harry was great. There was no SNL this weekend, right? I didn't think so.
Up to the party with that.
I know.
There was a rerun from 1977.
Really? Who was it?
Ray Charles was the host and musical guest.
He was a host also?
Yeah.
That was the earlier one.
Like, that's the 9 o'clock
classic one they show earlier.
What was the later one? I know what it was. It was, wasn't it Daniel Craig?
Yeah,
this past season, it was.
Yeah, I don't think they can pull off that at-home thing 2 weeks in a row.
No,
it's tough.
I think it takes a couple weeks to put together something like that.
I think the current pace they're going at is every other week. Because there was one.
Even that's tough for them.
Last weekend and 2 weekends before that. Okay. So we might see a new one this weekend, the SNL at home.
All right, who else had her, this lady, Craig?
Jodie Foster's knuckles.
All right.
So between James Doohan's finger and Jodie Foster's knuckles, we're working on a hand.
Yeah, a whole celebrity hand.
Just the Shaft. Mr. Fister gets a hit.
That's not possible. So that's give Just the Shaft.
No.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
The tip's in there, too.
I never thought about that.
I suppose you could work.
Oh, you could work the Shaft.
Yeah.
Puss knows that.
And ignore the tip. But don't do that.
And Old Man Trump's toadstool.
Oh, no Shaft there.
Gross.
Yeah,
he's all tip.
Yep.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, it's from somebody that did him.
Right.
Yep.
People who have had up close.
Yep.
And 56 players had the 56-year-old Sam Lloyd. You may remember him from Scrubs, for instance.
The lawyer from Scrubs, yeah.
I got to look him up.
You'd know the place.
Yeah, you'll recognize him immediately.
I did.
Yeah, that dude's a character actor.
He'd been sick for a while, though, so that's why people had him.
In a lot of places. Yeah. And looks way older than 56.
I know. I thought so, too. I was surprised he was only 56.
So, there's that. Christopher Lloyd is his uncle.
I thought they were related, but I didn't.
Right, I can see the resemblance.
You know, they've been showing Back to the Future on cable a whole bunch here recently.
Yeah.
And it is just, my mind is blown when I finally realized that Christopher Lloyd was not that old in those movies.
No, he wasn't.
He was playing a lot older than,
he was.
Like he's the age now that he was portraying in those movies
of course
35 years
because,
ago.
Because, the first one was like 85, and Taxi ended in like 81 or 82.
I know.
So he was fairly young then on that show. You know, it's funny, speaking of movies, I watched the last half of Underrated because it got a lot of crap because it was a darker version of the original. Then there was a third one. Hangover 2 in Thailand is funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah. But it got a lot of crap because,
absolutely.
Because the first one was in Vegas. It was shiny. And this one was darker because it was shot in the slums of Taiwan. You know, it was shot in Bangkok.
Bangkok,
right.
Yeah.
And then the third one they brought came back to Vegas. The second half, I came in the middle, about half of it, and it's I forgot how funny this.
Oh, it stands up. Yeah.
Hangover 2 is really funny.
It's a great sequel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think Unnecessary took some crap. I remember that we all liked it at the time, but going back to watch it again, it was really funny.
I think mainly the crap that it took was that it basically followed the same formula as the first movie.
But it was funny.
Oh yeah, it was. It was. It was still worth watching.
Right. Because what's his face has the Tyson tattoo?
Ed Helms.
Yeah, Ed Helms. And the monkey, and there's always those quick lines from Galifianakis are just so great. When he walks in, he goes, "Oh, this is a P.F. Chang's?" It was the monk place, you know?
Oh, yeah.
there's also a great line that I missed the first time around when they think Chang died because of a cocaine, and they throw him in the ice. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They think he's dead in the room, and they want to get caught with him being dead. They wrap him up, and they throw him in the ice machine. In their hotel. I didn't remember it, too, until I saw it again. And as they're running to hold him up, and you hear Galifianakis say, "Feet first, I've done this before." And it's like, it's just a quick line. And I don't even remember that for the first time around, you know? But whatever, that's on one of the movie channels right now. You want to kill a couple hours during Groundhog Day. Revisit Hangover 2.
Well, there's all these other TV programs and whatnot doing all their get-togethers on the social media now, all their reunions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a reunion of Parks and Rec, Prince of Bel-Air.
That was Zoom, too?
Chuck, the Nanny.
Was it just a Zoom chat?
What the hell's Chuck?
It was a TV show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I never watched it.
I don't remember what it was
called. I saw a few
episodes.
I remember the Nanny. I remember the Nanny. What was Chuck?
It was a TV show.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
I've never even heard of it, though.
It was on one of...
It's a more recent one.
It was on one of the big three or the big four.
Okay.
Yeah.
A network sitcom.
Yeah, some guy that they kind of recruited to be
I remember
CIA
that.
CIA stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of remember that. Secret agent type guy.
Yeah. He was a regular guy walking the street.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
So there's all those things that people can watch, all of their old TV shows getting back together. The guy who plays the butler on The Nanny said, I'm not sure whether or not he wanted to do it, but he basically said, well, you can't say no because everybody knows where you are and you have nothing to do.
All you got to do is turn your computer on, right?
Right, and they know you have nothing to do.
That's true. I'm busy.
You can't really say no.
Yeah, you can't say you're busy.
You know, that does suck.
Yeah.
Still, I don't want to do this.
Well, I found myself doing this. All these comics that we've talked to, all these friends of ours, when I email them or text them, I'm like, hey, if you got time, we'd love to tell. And they're like, yeah, I got nothing but time.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I'm literally doing nothing all the time. But I still type out the sentence to them. Well, if you got time.
Right. Number of states allowing some businesses that were shut down to begin reopening today. Arkansas, Montana, Kansas beginning a three-phase reopening strategy.
What's the first phase in Kansas?
As its stay-at-home order expires. I'm not sure in the first phase. We'll Colorado, Minnesota.
Take a call from one of our Wichita listeners.
Allowing some non-essential businesses to reopen.
I wish I knew the phase in the state I live in, actually.
Yeah.
I don't even know ours.
I don't understand any of the phases.
Yes. I just know I need a haircut. My wife cuts my hair, and I'm still not getting it cut. I'm serious.
Just in solidarity?
In solidarity. I'm really, my wife cuts my hair. I don't need a haircut.
I'm pretty sure I need my ears and nose hairs waxed.
Or have you guys been in the house together too long you don't want her near your neck with scissors?
Well, yeah. That could be part of it.
No, it's fine, honey. Letting it grow.
That could be part of it.
And there are a few places that are rolling back their rules on face masks because people were bitching.
I know. Ohio said, the governor said, hey, listen, okay, face mask. And then a day later he goes, oh, no. And I saw his response. It was lame. It was like, well, I think I just went a little bit too far.
He says that order was just a bridge too far.
No, it's not.
No.
It's a face mask.
Is it really that inconvenient?
No.
To slap on a face mask?
No.
Just in case.
Just now he says it's not a mandate, it's a recommendation.
No, there are people that are just dead set against it. Like, this is the hill they're going to die on.
Did you see
it? It could be.
Was that when I talking about Oklahoma? Somebody was saying this. They were attacking people with masks on because they were pissed off people were wearing masks.
City in Oklahoma.
That was it, Oklahoma, yeah.
Stillwater.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had to roll that back there because people were getting people behind the counter at the businesses were getting threatened.
Yeah.
Good God.
I wonder who they're voting for.
Hopefully they drink enough bleach before then that they can't.
Good point, Nick. Hopefully they do. Yeah, that's right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now in Denver, it is now mandatory to wear a mask.
Okay. That's a real simple thing. Isn't that a nice trade-off? Wouldn't that be a trade-off? If you want to go outside the house, wear a mask. Okay.
No, I don't want to compromise nothing. You're stealing my freedoms.
Oh, yeah. God, I read that.
Well, with freedom...
comes responsibility.
Comes responsibility.
No, it doesn't.
That's the trouble. And yes, you are your brother's keeper.
Yes.
You just are.
Isn't that the so-called Christian way, Craig?
It is.
Okay, well,
it's the Christian way.
The Christers.
You're not your brother's keeper. Get out.
All those AK-47 guys, they're all Christers. Listen, dudes.
Exactly. Yeah. You're your brother's keeper.
They aren't, though.
Enough said.
No.
Guns for Christ.
Take care of your brother. Take care of the old people.
Yes.
Make sure people are taking care of your parents.
Right.
You take care of their parents.
Or your grandparents.
Yes.
Or you.
Come on.
We have a lot of older listeners.
Oh, man. It might be inconvenient. I might look stupid. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Chances are you already look stupid. Don't worry about it.
And it's one thing to look stupid. It's another thing to be stupid.
Mm-hmm. Most times.
You're not wearing a mask. Yeah. You are stupid.
Most times, hand in hand.
And though. You may think other people look stupid for wearing a mask. Yeah. You are stupid if you're not wearing a mask.
I think it's become the point where, I think you look stupid without the mask on. In certain situations, I realize if you're in the suburbs, you can walk around without a mask outside. Everybody does that. We're sitting here with no mask on. I get it.
No, but
I'm going to drive home in the car by myself with no mask on, of course, you know. But if you go, my wife goes to the store. I haven't been in the store in a while. She'll wear a mask every time she goes. My son wanted to go to Target with her a couple of times. He wanted something, and he wears a mask.
I think starting today, like Costco is requiring people to wear masks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they are specifically Costco.
I think Home Depot is too, by the way.
People are mad.
Oh, man.
There's another home improvement store where everyone likes to gather that requires masks.
And Southwest Airlines says, safe to fly. Y'all come on over.
Well, the restaurants can't require masks.
No, you're right. Yeah, but
you just tried to shove
food.
While
we're talking about that,
you're gonna have to move it.
I saw some guys drinking beer in a bar in Georgia on the news, and they pulled the mask down and took a big swig of their draft and threw the mask back up. But if you're eating, you're right. You know, like we mentioned earlier, you're gonna find a French fry in your mask, and that's actually gonna be a joke from you on out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of in your car, I found a fry in my mask.
There's a video of a lady walking into a gas station that had a mask on, but it just cut a hole out.
I saw
right in the middle.
I saw that. I saw the retweet says we're all going to die. Yeah, she had a hole where her mouth was, and so she could talk.
Because it was bothering her.
Yeah.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
I bet she was smoking through that hole, too, man. Yeah. You know she was.
No waiting.
Hey, your hole's smoking.
You might want to put that out.
Speaking of holes, read the email for these guys. I wanted to wait for Nick to get back to get on the show with us. Nice email I read earlier this morning from a hot woman. We think she's hot. She listens to the program.
Well, just by her action.
Yes.
She is hot. Hi, guys. Single woman who just turned 40. I've been hanging out with the sexy new IT guy at work.
I want you guys to be quiet so Todd reads us in first person.
This weekend, the relationship turned sexual. I had a new experience I would not have had I not heard you normalize it for years. Butt stuff is fun.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
Thanks. Love you guys. Don't say my name.
Right. And good
That's
job.
Awesome.
Good
That's
job getting him to read that without the music this time.
That's what I did. I wanted to be quiet about that.
Happy to
That's
help.
Great.
It's excellent. And she learned it from us. I learned it from you.
Yeah. So what'd you do during the pandemic?
Because actually, you're right. You forgot to read that. The subject line is tossing salad.
Salad tossing.
Tossing don't say my name.
Don't say my name.
Nice.
Because there's other butt stuff that's fun, too, by the way.
So,
that's
good for her.
That's a good entry level.
It's entry level.
Good for the new.
Your hole is smoking works there, too, by the way.
The sexy new IT guy.
Yes.
Good for him, too.
Yeah. Which I think is an oxymoron, but whatever. I'm sure there's some young, sexy IT guys out there.
Yeah, you don't hear those clumped together very often.
No, you don't. Never met one.
I guarantee you there is.
We'll take a photo, too. Not of the salad tossing, but what the hell.
Why not?
Well, because it might be her doing it. And then we'd see,
Yet if she's just starting out doing that, that's, I don't think, first time is you're not really taking pictures and sending videos.
But next time.
That seems a little more advanced.
Good point.
Next time, don't say my name.
No.
Feel free to send photos. We're starving over here.
We're essential personnel working for your pleasure. So please send us photos.
Not good. Do we want to hear that little girl song?
For that song? Yeah, I forgot about
that. Can we?
Yeah.
Is that reasonable?
Cute? Do we got something cute?
It's cute, but
I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think she's just asking questions. They seem pretty innocent.
Yeah, it's like when your kid's poopy, they say poopy or whatever they get, so she just...
There's a little gif floating around there of a cute little girl, and they ask her, how many days have you been quarantined or whatever,
she drops the F-bomb a few times. Yeah, I've seen that. It's cute as hell.
Too effing long. In her cute little girl voice.
She's really cute.
Too effing long.
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Actress and musician Lisa Riefel, maybe? R-I-E-F-F-E-L?
I don't know who she is.
Posted a video of her young daughter singing a catchy new song that she's come up with.
I wonder what's inside your book hole. I wonder what's inside your book hole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butt hole. What's inside your butt hole? I always want to know. What's inside your butt hole? I always want to know. I wonder what's inside your book hole.
I wonder what's inside the butthole. I always wanted to know. That's going to stick. I'm going to sing that all day. I wonder what's inside the butthole. I always wanted to know.
It's catchy.
It is catchy.
Yeah. Is that a familiar song or is that an original?
No, she made that.
Apparently that's an original.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to take that and run with it.
Right.
Kid's got promise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, get her a record contract now.
What's the first song you ever wrote? I wonder what's inside the butthole.
She's like six. Like, I've always wanted to know.
Oh, they'll be playing that someday when she's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame. Exactly, right. Play I Wonder What's Inside the Butthole.
Apparently all these online musicians are putting up remixes of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
I have one.
Let me hear it.
We're getting emailed a lot of mashups. Some of them are pretty good.
I've got one here. I don't know what this sounds like at all.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah. We got to. We got the point at the beginning. But I liked it. Yeah.
Well, we can ask. Don't say my name. What's inside the butthole?
That's right.
Yep. She might have an idea.
Yeah.
Nice. She's gonna be the butthole girl. She'll be like in high school and be embarrassed by that.
No.
That's the butthole girl.
And that takes the willpower from the parents filming that to not be laughing
in the background the whole time. Right.
Out of Florida, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, 42-year-old Richard McGuire went camping at the now closed Walt Disney World's closed before that Discovery Island.
Yeah. He just stayed there during the quarantine. Figured just
guy got on the island Monday or Tuesday of last week and finally got busted on Thursday. Police saw him on Thursday and told him through the island's public address system that he was not allowed on the island. There was no response. So the officers had to conduct a search by foot, by boat, and by helicopter, and they eventually found him. He said he didn't hear anything. He was sleeping in one of the buildings over here.
he's really paranoid about the separation. He just stayed there, huh?
Police told CNN that the man also claimed that in spite of the no trespassing signs and the two closed gates, the guy said he didn't know he was trespassing and thought he was just exploring a tropical paradise. Dude.
I love it.
Mr. McGuire had planned on staying on the island for approximately a week, according to the arrest report. The man was charged with a misdemeanor of trespassing on posted property. He's also been warned not to return to any of Walt Disney World's properties in the meantime.
I think he'll be back.
How long was he there?
From Monday or Tuesday through Thursday.
Oh, so he had access to food and water?
He had access to water, at least. I don't know. The food. See, this place is closed.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, not just closed now. This place has been closed for years.
Oh, the actual island.
This part of the park
has
been closed for years, since 99 even.
Or he just snuck in.
He must have taken some sandwiches or something.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, there were Twinkies there. They were still good.
Pack of lunch. Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, this has been closed since 1999. This particular area of the park.
I was at the park once, but after 99, so I have no idea where it is, obviously.
Yeah. Joe America is pissed. That little bitch stole my song. I saw her at the cigar bar before everything closed down. I know it was her. She was hanging out around the restrooms. I knew there was something wrong with her.
Well, we know what's inside Joe's butthole.
Yeah.
It's usually sausage.
He needs to embrace that song.
I think so, too.
That needs to be the first song he plays when they get back to work.
Yeah, I wonder what's inside the butthole.
Right, and you own that.
He should sing that.
You own that song, and you'll steal it away from that little bitch who stole it from you. Get it back.
Dr. Ed later this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.